I think you're going to fall in love with this next story. It comes to us from reporter Lucia Benavides. When she was a girl, Lucia and her family moved from Argentina to Texas. She says her adjustment to the States was made easier thanks to four guys from Liverpool.
Valerie Jenin was my first friend in the United States. We met just months after I moved to Austin, Texas. I was 9 years old, and she lived down the street. And just like me, she loved the Beatles.
Welcome to Beatle News!
It was 1998, years before podcasts were a thing. Our studio was my parents' living room. We recorded our radio program over a few years, using a cassette player with a mic. Our audience was small, just us. Our focus was constant, the Beatles.
Now, today there's something sad we need to tell you about George Harrison.
We reported on the latest news, including when an intruder attacked George Harrison and his wife in 1999, nearly killing them.
It was December 30th. Morning 4 a.m.
Most of the program, though, was us singing. Maybe you can hear my accent. And I didn't know all the words I was saying. Back in Argentina, I sang along with the Beatles by making up words or mimicking their pronunciation. But when my parents moved me and my brothers to Texas, I was instantly surrounded by English. The only thing that seemed to exist both in Argentina and the U.S. were four mop tops from Liverpool.
Hey, Lucy, I got a surprise for you.
What is it?
It's a song from the Beatles, I mean.
What is it called, the song?
It's called Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Here it goes.
The Beatles have always felt like home, but there's never been a place that I've felt a part of. I always introduce myself as Argentine, but when I go to Argentina, I don't get certain references and sometimes make mistakes in Spanish. But I also don't feel like I belong to the U.S. There's always some small cultural difference or the fact that I eat dinner at 10 p.m. But I'm not alone in feeling this way.
My name is Santiago Benavides. No, perdón.
I called up my brothers, Santiago and Emiliano, or Santi and Emi. They're twins and were 6 years old when we moved to Texas. Now they're 28. Santi is a physicist and Emi a translator. He speaks 10 languages. We still speak Spanish with each other, but switched to English for the interview.
I get obsessed with like other countries and other languages, and I think in a way it's like I want to belong.
I mean, yeah, I have the same feeling. In a way, it's also more interesting, I think, to kind of have like a mix of different backgrounds and stuff like that.
But do you think that you'll ever feel like you belong somewhere?
I do think like I belong, but it's not a nationality. It's like my life choices, right? Of like being a scientist and like my
home can be something you create for yourself, but I guess I'm still trying to figure out what that means for me. For a long time, music was my identity, but now it's veered into storytelling.
Welcome to Beatle News!
Our voices are so high!
20 years later, Valerie and I are still in touch. She still lives in Texas, where she directs a choir and sings professionally now. I'm far away, in Barcelona.
It's like funny because I don't remember specifically how much English you actually spoke. All I just remember is that like we seemed to get along.
But like how much do you remember it being like the Beatles, like the thing that we had in common?
Oh no, that was a huge part of it because like that was like our thing.
You know, Valerie, I've never thought of this, but
are you recording?
Yeah. But
that's towards the end of Beatle News. I was 12 by then, my accent completely gone. We were still trying to figure out who we were, our likes, our dislikes, our looks.
We're really lucky that we have music. You know, back 100,000 million years ago, dinosaurs didn't have music, and all they could do is walk around and eat plants. But now
they don't have things either.
And now we have pop, rock, rap, whatever you can think of.
And bangs.
And thanks to the Beatles, people wear bangs.
Yeah, like me.
I was trying to make my point.
During that time, the Beatles gave me a home, a way to connect. Or at the very least, the Beatles gave us bangs. For the world, Lucia Benavides, Barcelona.